Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. As our world spins seemingly out of control, we are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting to a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Kaur and Kira Ra explore these mysteries, offer live soul readings, and invite you to open up your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Bringing you fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones.
Namaste and welcome. We are delighted to be with you.
We really are. And thank you. You know, this is a brilliant moment. And if you're catching us live today, hey, happy Resurrection Day. This is the day when if you have a dream or you have anything that you haven't manifested yet, call in that energy. And even if you're hearing us in the archives, feel that energy being sent to you right now.
Every day is a great day for clarity and the resurrection of your manifest capacity to create.
And this is why we knew this was the day to discover why receiving is giving. And this is such a hot topic. And we have so much listener mail. And remember that you can call in live. Remember, just 888-627-6008. And it is just extraordinary, Sri, the energy, the momentum. Receiving is giving.
Well, this is wild and wonderful because, you know, as I look at that show title, my mind immediately goes, oh, yeah, Thanksgiving holiday. You know, that's the first association that came forward.
I don't even know how you went there. And that wasn't in my consciousness.
And as I tracked my own little free association triggers, I went.
I'm glad you did because I sure didn't.
I went, you know, this is not about that at all. This, you know, giving and receiving is a little bit worn out from that holiday vibe, that holiday consciousness. But from an ascended perspective, it's the actual essence of life. It's important that we move beyond any immediate perceptions about anything.
Well, or the dogma of it is better to give than receive.
That's exactly right.
That is dogma.
That is exactly right. The dogma is a petition upon you. It is a demand that you behave in a certain way and conform to a certain standard. And so when we think of giving and receiving, oftentimes that dogma, or as in my case, that old Thanksgiving moray popped up.
Not for me, guys. I don't know what happened at his family table on Thanksgiving. Anyway, go ahead, Sri.
Oh, well, we had some mandatory service requirements.
Yeah, I get it.
And so it was a wonderful thing to see that stimulated and to move. And I offer this as a tip for all of us. Whenever something arises inside of us, we have an opportunity to expand or heal and not to move into judgment or collapse.
Yeah,
or heal.
I call it pop or drop.
Pop or drop. How about pop and pop?
Well, yeah, you know, because the reality is that oftentimes through, especially through the acceptance of the dogma of it is more blessed to give than receive, how many of you out there have ever found there was a moment in your life where you have given so much of you that there was no you left, right? Or that, you know, all I do is give, 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 or that, you know, you've done so much, why are you not abundant? I mean, there is an absolute disparity of energy that needs to be balanced. And when we can see that receiving is giving and that giving and receiving are actually the same sides of the same thing, it becomes abundant. And I'm excited to talk about that today.
Well, yeah, because what we're going to touch on today is how to manifest your dreams.
Oh, I love manifesting
through
dreams.
Through understanding the principles of giving and receiving.
I love that.
This isn't about, hey, you all need to go out there and do charitable work.
No.
This is about moving beyond that emotional strategy of thinking that you won't have conflict if you give yourself away.
Now, wait, I want to stop because I want to underscore. So for those of you that, I love the Shriisms, I got to tell you, but I love what you just said. And if I was to put a highlighter and an underline, it would be the two words, emotional strategy.
Because that's a
fascinating perspective.
That's what
Sri.
It is. And it's so often associated and taught to the young females, at least traditionally. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're teaching something more in our school system. I'm out of touch with the school system.
Know.
But
I bet some of our callers would, so you can always call in and let us know.
But how many women especially, and guys do it too, find that they avoid conflict by giving themselves away. They just don't rock the boat. And certainly the classic is the mom who's given to the kids and packing the lunches, washing their clothes and keeping them safe and driving them here and there and all of that, give. And then dad comes home and, you know, he's expecting to receive energy and love. Well, and you know what happens?
Dinner.
Burnout. They burn out.
I mean, it's an age-old saying, oh, my goodness, I don't even know if people even say it anymore. But it used to be like man may work from sun to sun, but a woman's work is never done. And that's the truth on many ways in a traditional environment. I think now you have a lot of dads that could be in that same situation.
Well,
so take the gender out of it. I think it's just a question of giving and receiving, because what we're talking about is energy. We're not talking about gender. We're talking about the energy of giving and receiving.
Yeah, well said. And so let's come back to that for a moment. Giving, especially from an emotional body or emotional energy standpoint, can be a strategy to avoid conflict.
Ooh, yes, it can.
And so that's a question to ask yourself.
Excellent
question. Am I giving from a place of abundance, meaning I have energy to spare and I would love to share with you? Or am I giving from a sense of duty?
Well, that's it. And you know, that's a game changer in your spiritual life. Mm-hmm. When you can finally say and really clearly ask yourself, am I giving from a place of wholeness or am I giving from a sense of obligation? And if you're giving from a sense of obligation, if you're continuously in the imbalance of giving from a sense of obligation, you're actually dampening your spiritual energy because you're telling the universe you don't deserve. It's a fascinating thing. And I want to talk about this more, but you know, Sri, I'd like to be giving right now and receiving as we talk to some of our amazing callers.
Well, we're sure going to do that. Let's go off to the great state of Kentucky Sade to the show.
And we have a first-time caller. Welcome, Sade.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
May we serve you, sweet?
I just wanted a small mini reading. I've been on this pathway for about 7 years, and I currently stepped into a new essence of myself and of my higher self and letting go of the my old reality of the 3D. Mm-hmm. And that included quitting my job, and which was working for my family in the family business. And I'm now learning how to integrate the energies within me and experience the energies within me. And I'm not sure in what direction I need to go from there. And pertaining to my soul work or pathway or this new essence that I'm embodying and integrating at the present moment.
Well, I am so happy you called today, my love. I really am. First and foremost, just the fact that you called today, that you wound up being our first caller, and that you got through
so
easily is actually an affirmation. And the reason being is, as you were sharing, Sri was kind of staring at me because I was holding my hands out, and it's like I'm holding you. The first thing is, you've got Metatron, Archangel Michael, and you also have Raphael kind of hanging around, but these two strong angels are standing at you saying, you have a foundation. In other words, in your energy field right now, there's this sense of kind of like the rug's been pulled out from under you. It's like, oh my God, am I going to fall? The answer is no, you have a strong foundation and you are a powerful woman. You've got determination, you've got focus, you have all of the keys that you need to move forward. And they're saying that the greatest thing you need to claim right now is to 100% believe in yourself. And it's cute. They're putting your hands on your ears and saying, anyone who tells you different, love them for loving you and don't listen. And as long as you keep your eyes focused on what you want to do, it will be your spiritual life. Your life is your spiritual life. But the most important thing today is that you have a very strong foundation. You are being supported and you have two of the most powerful archangelic angels around you going, we're here, direct us, guide us. So move forward with presence and with power and let it be amazing, my love. You're also resonating really strongly right now with the numbers 4 and 8. And I'm hearing the two of them come together as 48 days. And I love how 4 plus 8 is a 12. And it's 4 months, 8 months. So the next 48 days, the next 4 months, the next 8 months. Thank you for calling, Angel. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Thank you.
Well, many blessings. And truly, as each of us takes a breath and receives in the blessing of the energy that has just been shared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is one of the magic keys to today's topic, is to allow oneself to receive.
Oh.
And we're not talking about the emotional or the physical levels. We're talking about the energetic, the spiritual levels. Because as we began the show, we talked about giving from empty, you know,
yeah.
and primarily it's an emotional energy. Well, one of the first things that can help remedy that depletion is to open up the access of our spiritual intake.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to boost our spiritual reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
So that as we're giving, because, let me back up for a second. The emotional depository of energy is based upon a value or a commitment. You know, that I feel a duty
unlike Fort Knox, there's a lot there.
Well, there is. You know, we value our children, we value
we
our marriage,
do.
We value
we're
our job,
we're
you know,
so filled.
And so, but if we are just using our emotional repository to help stimulate action, we're going to drain down.
Yeah.
And as we open up our spiritual channels, then provided that what we're giving to is lined up with our authenticity, meaning it has value to our spiritual mission.
Right.
Then the energy is just there.
I love that, Sri. And you know, I just have to say that not only that, but when we receive, it feels like a breath of love. Like as you were sharing, when you started sharing, and after we hung up with Sade, and I see we have so many other beautiful callers waiting, we'll take another one shortly, that I felt this love of receiving, you know, and when you were talking about the power of receiving, it brought a smile and it brought a breath. Because when we receive, it's like we're exhaling into our soul. We're exhaling into our joy. And how could anything be wrong with that? For those of you that are clinging to the dogma, how could anything be wrong with that, right? Is it more blessed to give than receive when receiving fills our soul? When it gives us the exhale of love? When we receive in the kindness? Isn't receiving a gift of love to the giver?
Absolutely.
You know, isn't there nothing more frustrating than, and this happens so many times, and it's just such a smile, where you've gone out of your way to create something for someone or to give someone something, and you hand it to them and they go, oh, I shouldn't have, or oh, I can't, or don't do. Well, how does that feel as the giver?
Yeah, absolutely. You're actually being rebuffed.
Exactly. And so does that open up spaciousness? Quite the contrary. It sends a message to the universe that says, oh, when people do good things for me, I'm not worthy. And it sends a message to the one who is giving to stop giving. Talk about cutting off flow.
Well, absolutely. We are energy beings. Energy comes in, energy goes out.
Yeah.
It's in constant respiration.
See, there's that breath again.
It's constant circulation.
I love it.
Imagine if you only exhaled and you never inhaled.
I don't know if I could.
you're good for about 30 seconds, all right? Well, if you're always giving.
What was the name of that movie? Instead of waiting to exhale, it's waiting to inhale.
And so... You know, from a very traditional perspective, the person who's giving from empty, you know, we would counsel them to find ways to nourish themselves.
Absolutely.
And certainly this tip that you just shared, that to say yes to the gifts, to say yes to receiving.
Bring it on.
Is a bridge between that emotional and that spiritual level.
Yeah, now I got to say, Sri, this is a Reverend Ike moment. You got to give him the Rev Ike, okay? So for those of you that don't know Rev Ike, you got to hear Sri's Rev Ike, because it really is. And then we'll go to a caller. Tell us about Rev Ike.
Well, Reverend Ike is a great teacher of manifestation principles, and he was around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Ike would talk about manifesting that Cadillac, manifesting that million-dollar contract.
Or whatever it is.
Whatever
baby,
you wanted.
Manifest.
But here's the magic key to reframe your consciousness.
Uh-huh.
When you see somebody that's successful, when you see somebody that has something wonderful that you want, instead of feeling like you're less than, or instead of feeling jealous, you look at that person and you go, that's for me. That's
Woo,
for me.
Baby, that's for me.
And you congratulate them and you go, way
Woo-hoo,
to go.
That's
you,
for me.
You just, because that person has just demonstrated that it's available.
Well, and that's
attainable.
The gift. And woohoo, baby, yeah. Oh, you guys should see Shree's jumping out of his chair. I thought he was going to give you a hallelujah.
There is nothing woo-hoo. You can't have or nothing you can't be if you say that's for me.
Oh, aren't you a poet? And you know, guys, think about that. If you find that there is a habit of jealousy or envy or, you know, oh, I'll never do that, well, then the universe is saying, okay, we'll give you lots of jealousy, envy, and you'll never do that. Versus somebody got something you wanted. Somebody won the contest you wanted to win or whatever. Then what you do is you say, hey, good job. That's for me. And you will be stunned at how quickly your life turns around. Because what are you doing, Shree? You're saying to the universe, I'm ready to receive.
That's right. And so this is a very simple and powerful reframe for your subconscious attitude. You know, we all need little tips and tricks to get out of the habit of negative thinking.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, and we are conditioned in so many self-defeating ways. We all have, to greater and lesser degrees, certain habits mm-hmm. that are less than filling us up fully. Filling us up often.
I want you to say that five times.
Filling us up fully, filling us up often, dear. Because we can't give from empty.
Well, you know, that's so true. And speaking of giving, we're going to go to a caller in a minute. But, you know, I want to notice our next caller is actually from Colorado. And the day that we're actually doing this show live is April 20. And I know that it's the big April 20 day in Colorado about medical marijuana. And guys, we have got a huge medical marijuana show coming up May 4th. Actually, we've got incredible guests, but I'm excited. Let's go. I used to live there. Let's go to Colorado and let's say hi to Donna. And she's a first time caller. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. How can we serve you today?
Well, I've never had one of your many soul readings, so I just want to hear what they've got to tell me today.
Well, I'm so glad you called today. I truly am. And so the first thing I want to share with you is that they're saying for you to put your hand on your heart. It doesn't matter which hand, if it's safe to do so. And as you do, to really let it sit there and connect and relax. Just breathe and relax. And what they're saying is that as you breathe and relax and reconnect with the depth of your soul, feel the sense of everything's okay and everything's in flow coming into you. And I'm seeing this. It's really quite beautiful, Donna. I'm seeing it pour in from your head, from your crown, coming right in through you, coming into that hand. And it's funny. I'm watching them. Your hand hopefully is still connected to your heart, but I'm watching them kind of flutter it. They're like lifting it. And it's like, the only way I can describe it is they're saying the magic of butterflies is the presence of you, that as you free yourself from the cocoon, the new life is born and that everything has been placed into alignment. And they're saying when the weather turns dramatically warm, and I'm feeling August for you, there is a, it's like, I don't want to call it an earthquake, but it feels kind of like a real sudden shift. And that sudden shift for you is one that you've been calling for, but you need to let go of expectancy. It's everything's in motion. Everything's in motion. And so thank you for calling today. And I'm so glad you're ready to receive this because everything's in motion, Donna. I'm glad you called and we hope to hear from you again. Many blessings.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste, sweetheart.
Well, I once again, as I stand witness to the sharing, I'm reminded how each and every one of us has some form of cocoon that we're breaking through. And just when we don't think we have one, we forgot to turn around.
Yes,
you know,
we're
always
staring at me, guys. I'm not sure why.
we're always evolving and we're always expanding. And as long as we continue to evolve and expand, we grow. There is life. There is learning. There is joy. And so let it in.
Now yes. And remember, we are in the energy of resurrection. So really let it in. Receive, receive, receive.
We're going to take a short commercial break. We invite you to breathe and receive, and we'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're so glad you're with us.
Oh, and we really are. Thank you for receiving this show.
We are just in a wonderful flow, and today we're focusing our attention on giving and receiving and magnifying and creating.
And that's for me.
You know, just before the commercial break, we talked about expanding the cocoon.
Yeah.
Well,
you kind of looked at me and said we all had cocoons. We'll talk about that after the show.
We all have layers.
Yeah.
You know, we have our...
That's my Shrek saying.
That's right. Ogres have layers.
Layers, I love it.
And let's be green. We have an emotional comfort zone. You could say there's a certain cocoon there. We have a certain physical comfort zone of limitation and comfort. And same with our mental paradigms. The thing is that they all interact. As you expand physically, if you've been less than physical, you'll find that your emotional comfort zone will expand.
That's true.
As you expand mentally, meaning greater paradigms, less dogmatic traditions and limiting beliefs. So as you expand mentally, you'll find that your emotional comfort zone will expand.
Well, I love that. And, you know, talk about expanding. We've been doing a lot of new video, and Sri and I have been given very clear guidance, guys, very clear guidance on two things. One of them is kind of like taking off the gloves, right? We're kind of like taking off our gloves, meaning that Sri and I are starting to share a lot of things that in the past, let's just say that we might not have felt as comfortable sharing. And because it's revelatory and it could be challenging.
Well, it is, because our entire world is in transition and we are not wanting to feed any form of fear or doubt regarding the evolutionary process that we're
co-creating. Yet there is a process.
Yeah, but one of the things that we posted very recently that is truly dynamic and informative is at our YouTube channel. Now, the name of the channel is Official Sri and Kira. And just last week, we posted a wonderful video on the blood moon prophecies.
Now, these are the real blood moon prophecies. These are prophecies that came in through us and the Mayan elders. We held a huge ceremony on the day of the blood moon. There's also a video on that, because it's almost kind of like a two-parter.
Yeah, it's definitely. There's two different videos. One, and you're going to have some wonderful information. Now, our intent of offering any form of prediction or revelatory information is that it will expand your paradigms.
Exactly.
Without inducing any doubts about yourself and your own capacity to choose. That's our intention. How you deal with the information, of course, is up to you.
Right.
However, I just want to stress that our world is filled with data. You know, there's so much stuff. And
now, why did I go to Star Trek?
Well, that's data.
I know.
I went to the computer programming piece of garbage in, garbage out.
No, see the difference between us? I go to Star Trek. Sri goes to data in.
and
giving and receiving.
if you allow your heart to help you discern what to listen to, then you're receiving information that will expand you. If you only listen from the brain's fascination, then you may be receiving information that will somehow limit you. So take a check it out. Go visit Official Sri and Kira at YouTube and take a look at the Blood Moon Prophecies.
And while you're there, go ahead and become a member of our channel, because we post video all the time. There's lots of great video there. Plus, every one of these shows, we convert to video. So you're able to also catch the shows there, rebroadcast them for your friends or yourself, whatever.
Well, you do what you want.
Yeah,
that's the law of life, you know.
Well, then I'm going to take a caller if I get to do what I want. So before we continue this beautiful Receiving is Giving, we have another first-time caller on the line, Sri.
Line one, Amy from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, there you
welcome
go.
Welcome to the show.
Namaste, Amy. Welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. How can we serve you today?
Oh, I just called in to hear your voices, and I wondered about the mini soul reading that wondered if that is something you're doing on this call.
Absolutely.
And you deserve to receive.
Absolutely.
Here.
And thank you for saying I'm going to call in today and receive a mini soul reading. And thank you for allowing me the gift of offering that to you. So I'm going to invite you to go. Yeah, very cool. So you know what's so interesting? I want you to, if you can, I want you to kind of, like I'm doing this right now. How do I describe this, Sri? What am I doing?
She's flapping her wings, only they're kind of wiggling. She's got her arms out, and she's wiggling her arms and her hands.
I'm moving my shoulders. My hands are kind of pointed down to the ground, but I'm moving my shoulders, and I'm like shake out your hands, shake out your arms. And they're saying that there is a lot of energy in you that's like pent up, meaning that you need to just shake it out. And that as you shake that energy out and move your head if you can, I'm doing that too. I kind of look like a real, you know, I don't know what I look like.
You got the wiggles.
I do have the wiggles, but you need to wiggle and to move and shake out this energy. And they're saying for you, it's out with the old and in with that, which is you. It's not out with the old and with the new. It's out with the old and in with you. Meaning that you have reached a moment in your life where you are ready to be you, and that you've had a lot of other paradigms around you that have determined who you are, what you are, and how you're acting, yet you've created a sense of self within that structure, and it was designed to assist you to where you are right now. But they're saying go forth now, that you've reached this moment and it's time to expand it even further. And that as you do, they're saying be careful. There are voices around you that seek to keep you trapped, and there are emerging voices around you that you have called forward to assist your journey. I also see you, it's funny, you're going to be traveling. I see you doing some kind of an international travel coming up fairly soon. And this one will be fairly revelatory for you. There's going to be an experience during that travel. You're going to be talking to some people that will really kind of be like a click moment. And that's this year. This is 2014. And it feels closer than later. So I think it's closer. I think it's, you know, within the next 3 to 4 months. Maybe 6 months max. So anyway, my love, I'm glad you're here, and thank you for calling, and thank you for allowing the gift of receiving a soul reading. Many blessings, Angel. Call back sometime.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
You're welcome. Now go wiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I went, I had to go dancing last night, and I hadn't been in a while, and I just had to move like that. I was just smiling so big when you said that. I was ready to go to bed, but I couldn't go to bed because I had to go dance.
I love it. See,
I was tired, but I went anyway.
Trust yourself.
Yeah. All right.
Many blessings, dear.
Love that, love.
So, you know, as I think about this wiggling, one of the things I want to share with you.
I'm wiggling more.
You wiggle all you want. All right, just don't do it in public. It's fine.
Well, you don't seem to be minding straight.
One of the things that I want to offer right now is this may be a little bit of a metaphysical lesson, or I want you to visualize with me something. Imagine the energy field that's around your body. You know, we all have an aura. And what sometimes people don't realize is that your seven chakras are emanating from your spinal column into your aura. And the aura then is visible. So let's play with this for a second. You have seven chakras running up and down your spine, from the top of the head down to the bottom of the pelvis. And energy is constantly coming out of those chakras into the aura. And so this is why people sense other people. You know, it provides information about how they're feeling, what they're projecting and thinking, and you get a felt sense of I like this person or I don't, or I agree or I don't, or whatever. Or maybe you shut down that intuitive, empathetic connection. But
yeah.
But it's real common, and you wonder, where does my empathy come from? Well, you're touching auras. So here's the piece I want you to get. Here's what's new. You are inhaling back into you that same energy. It's like you're exhaling out your intentions and beliefs, and a portion of that energy, whatever you projected out, comes right back in along with the divine additive.
Ooh.
So
what's the magic additive?
So the additive is the cosmic mirror of the universe amplifying your intentions.
You know, I just got the greatest visual of a cosmic mirror of the universe. So cool.
And so consider this for a moment. If you're projecting out into the world peace, love, and joy, and an intention around harmony, and you exhale that, so to speak, through your chakras, through your energy field, through your thoughts, then a portion of that comes back into you magnified.
Yeah.
It's like you receive joy, you receive peace, you receive love. And that's how the manifestation principle begins to really get rolling, is the universe looks at what you're projecting and says, okay, I'll add to that. And then you pull,
that's for me.
You know, it's responding. And then you kind of inhale, and that's a crude example. You're actually, this energy is coming back into you, and then it's either it's kind of affirming an evolutionary expansion, or it's affirming a limiting belief.
Well, you know what, Sri? I have to jump in. I mentioned at the start of the show, we have some listener mail. And remember, guys, you can write us at guest sriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest at sriandkiraradio.com. And I get these forwarded. These emails are not personally monitored by Sri and I, but they do get forwarded to us. And we have a couple this week, but Sri, as you were chatting, this one is perfect. Now, this is from a beautiful woman from France who wrote because she doesn't know how to really call in and wanted to share. And the reason that I felt this was so important for this week, Sri, is because there's a lot of lessons here that I think a lot of our listeners, quite frankly, have gone through. So, guys, bear with me. I'm going to paraphrase what was a very lengthy email. And Celine, beloved one in France, we're right here, Angel. We read your email and we are responding. So I pray that you're listening. All right. So here's what she said. Good morning, Sri and Kira. Hello. Hello. She was a friend of Krishnamurti, who Sri and I adore, by the way. And, you know, she said that she is 60 and that on July 15th, she will be 61. Now, at the age of 19, and I'm wondering how many of you have had similar experiences as I share this. So at the age of 19, I was sitting up in my bed and praying, saying I wanted to go home because I couldn't understand this war, the wars and negative emotions from my siblings. All I wanted was infinite love. All of a sudden, light came through the windows and walls. I was bathing in this light and could only say, thank you, you have taken me home. I cannot even explain the love. I passed out, woke up the next morning full of light, love, laughing, and crying. Now, I want to stop right there before you go any further, because that was a giving gift, was it not?
Absolutely. And that's a remarkable experience and reassuring.
So the reason, guys, I wanted to stop right there, because there's more to share, is that that was a gift. And it was given with love because she was clear. When we are clear, you know, Paramahansa Yogananda does that so well too. It's like, you know, when you're really clear, when you're really focused, he talks about how when the chela is just focused, God will speak. I think he even wrote a book, God Speaks. Archangel Zadkiel, our beloved mentor, says all the time, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. So here, Celine, at the age of 19, was given a gift. But here's the question, Sri.
Mm-hmm.
Did she receive it? You received it in form, but did you receive it? Let's continue. All right. I ran to my workplace the next day, and people said, you are shining like 100 white light bulb. What happened to you? And she said, I stopped in front of the St. Joseph's Oratory, knelt down in the middle of the road, thanking God, believing that God resides in a church. And so, again, dogma overlay, right? Okay. So then she said, then the phone rang. It was for me. Now, this is all happening right after the night of that experience, the gift that was given, and we're in the receiving mode. It was my sister. We are not friends. She doesn't like me. I was very surprised. And she said, Celine, I had a dream last night around 11. Now, this was about the same time I was blinded by the light, and said, you were in a crystal ball and knocking so hard to get out of there. All of a sudden, the crystal ball shattered, and I woke up shaken and haven't gone to sleep since. Then she said, in 40 years, nobody can explain to me what's happened. Catholic Church says I'm a witch. Well, guess what? You're in good company, honey. They say I am too. And in those 40 years, my life has been attacked by negative energies, abusive husband, abusive mates after my divorce, but not enough. I've been alone for 12 years now. And then she goes on and on and on to talk about her poverty and about how she's too broke to have a reading. She's too broke to go anywhere, how she has a beautiful little home in the in a remote area of France that she might be losing. And the rest of the email, in all honesty, is wrapped in victim consciousness that says, I have forgotten to receive the gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to share that, Sri, so that we can discuss what's happening here, because this beautiful woman, and remember, Angel, Celine, we're talking about this because you have given a gift to everyone listening. Do you know how many people have gone through similar experiences? You are not alone. When you say you've been alone for 12 years now, my heart hurts.
Well, and the fact that you took the time to write, to me is a signal that you're ready for the change.
Totally. You're ready to receive.
You know, each and every one of us has a fracture deep in our subconscious that usually goes something like, I don't deserve, or I'm not good enough. You know, we all have that negative life script, and it's really a product of taking a human birth, and then we get to evolve through it. And the thing is, when our life seems to conspire to disappoint us, then what we are in is the habit of the habit of the pain. Of the pain. And that's Archangel Zadkiel's words.
That's a Zadkielism. And if you're not familiar with those words, read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. It is a powerful, transformative book.
And there's a whole section in there that talks about how we get in the habit of the habit.
Of the pain of the pain.
And
our beloved Celine has had 40 years of it.
Well, and we all can relate to this. We get into those periods where it becomes kind of a self-fulfilling negative prophecy. And it's time to take a deep breath and say, I empower the vision of a healthy me, and start doing the spiritual work, the energetic work, to call that in.
And so, beloved Celine, I just want to offer you this quick mini soul reading regarding this. You have been, as you said, looking for an answer for 40 years. Well, 4 + 0 is the 4. You are 60. 6 + 0 is 6. 6 + 4 is 10. The one and the infinite. You are one with the infinite, and you are ready. Take this time right now, between now and your birthday. And the only thing that the universe wants you to do is every night to be able to go to yourself before you go to sleep and say, I command the light to offer me my life, my expansion, and my service. I command the light to do this because I am worthy. And my angel, that one simple act every night will shift it. They are there, and you have the power to command this light. And 40 years is enough, isn't it? I think it is. I know that you think it is, or you wouldn't have written. And so thank you, my angel, for writing us from France. And I hope one day to give you a hug in person. And until I do, feel our love around you now. And Sri, I'd like to just take one more caller. Can we do that?
Oh, we can take more than one.
Okay,
but let's do one now and one later.
You got it.
All right.
So we're going to go ahead.
We're going to go to Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, I love Asheville.
Yeah, and we're going to say hi to Michelle.
Namaste, Michelle.
Well, hello there. I won the lottery.
Yes, you did.
By getting to talk to you.
And we get to talk to you. How may we serve you?
Well, I actually called, listen, and
I dialed the number without knowing that got me to talk to you. So there must be something that I'm ready to hear.
Yes, there is. And so thank you for dialing. And I'm so glad we're talking to you today. My heart's just like, oh, I'm so happy to say hello to you. And so, yeah.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. So as the two of us together here are receiving and giving, what they're saying is fascinating. They're saying it's time for you to go outside, get on your knees, gaze up, lift up your hands, and just say thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you for who I am. Thank you for the journey. And then they're saying that when you do that, that it's important for you to then really receive the floodgate of it's funny, they're using so many words at once, they almost combine them all together. So let me just say, if I can say them all, use the floodgate of intuition, influence, and influx. I think maybe that was the words to go forward. But it's about literally, like, I see you walking outside. Yeah, it is a wow. It's like going outside, sinking to your knees, throwing your hands up and just saying, thank you. Thank you. And that's what they said you needed to hear. And I'm so glad you called today. What a gift. Many blessings.
Well, thank you so much. Can I get those three words again?
Yes. Thank you for my life.
Intuition, influx.
Oh, it was gosh, you know, I'm always so in the, I'm insulting when I say this. It was influx,
yes.
Intuition, and influence. Like you have an influence. There's an influence energy that you have an ability to use.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. It's lovely to connect with you.
And you. Much love, dear one. Namaste.
Well, many blessings indeed. And, you know, everything is moving right along here. I've got a couple things I want to share, and we've got more callers standing by. So one of the things I just want to remind each and every one of you is that we are all in a process of learning how to manage our own energy. And one of the quickest ways to discover that divine flow is to find ways to be in service to your community, to find ways to be in service to others. Now, it's very much about learning how to receive, and it's also about learning how to give without judgment, that it's not coming from a place of activism or charity, it's coming from a place of heart-centered service.
Well, giving without judgment. I just want to underscore that, Sri. That was very powerful, what you just said. And it goes back to what we said in the very beginning about giving from a place of wholeness versus from a sense of obligation.
Absolutely. And if we've been stuck in a pattern of lack, we need to do two things. One is to shift the mindset, as we've already shared. The other is to find someone to lend a hand to. We've got to prime the pump. We've got to get our energy flowing out so that we're not wallowing in our own ego state, but we're actually dancing with the divine Layla. We're dancing with the divine energy, the gift of life.
Hear that, Amy, up in Portland? I bet she's already doing it, though.
Well, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short commercial break, and when we get back, we've got a lot more to share.
Ooh, sure do.
Stay with us.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts.
We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.shriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's shriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you.
Oh, you know, we really are. And thank you for receiving this show.
Boy, what a challenge it is to balance the in and the out. You know, the receiving and the
button.
Well, because we need to relax our bellies to do this well.
I just saw an itty and an outie, and I don't know why. But
well,
there it is.
Then let transform that to the Buddha belly.
I am.
And let's look at the laughing Buddha, because that's a truly a beautiful image of the flow that we're talking about. Because giving and receiving is indeed the birthright of healthy harmony. That's who we are.
True.
And our presence, when we're lined up with our authenticity, and when I say authenticity, I'm talking about your heart and your soul, because that's the essence of who we are, heart and soul expressing through this physical form and this life that we have been given to dance with, you know, and so shake it out, baby. You know, we need to wiggle, we need to dance, we need to breathe and let the in-breath and the out-breath be equalized. Let our giving and our receiving find their harmony. And then we discover true service. Because service is a gift of consciousness. You know, anybody can do a charitable act, and that's lovely. I'm not cutting it in any fashion.
No, we do a lot of charity ourselves.
Absolutely. However, it's the perspective is what I want to introduce to you. When we give without judgment, when we are in a place of giving from the reservoir of grace that we have received, then that's called service. It places another needs as our priority for that moment, that we're truly taking care of another from a place of fullness, from a place of compassion. And that service is energy plus consciousness in action. And it's wondrous.
Yes.
And it is a gift of grace and connection that will nourish you.
And you know, Sri, it just brings me to this beautiful listener letter I have right here.
Let's share.
So, you know, I was, as you were sharing this, I looked at this and went, wow. Wow, how perfect. So I want to share another beautiful listener letter. And remember, you can write us. Just simply send your email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest@shriandkiraradio.com. And oftentimes people send us their mini soul reading requests or their questions. But let me read this letter. This came in from Susie from Australia. Hey, Susie. And here's her email. Let me just read this to you. Dear Sri and Kira, I would just first of all love to say how much I love your radio shoes. Thank you. Radio shoes, did I say that?
Well, we're walking on it.
I tune in every week and grow so much from your wisdom and insights, and I'm truly uplifted by your beautiful energy. You guys are an inspiration in my life. Susie, thank you for receiving. See, that's a beautiful definition of receiving. I would also like to take a moment to say thank you so much for your incredibly powerful courses. It looks like Susie's taking a lot of our home study courses. Let's see. She's taken Ascended Numerology. She's taken the Avesa Energy Balancing course. And she says that they have deeply and truly healed my being on so many levels and transformed my life beyond what I thought I could be. Thank you for receiving again.
It warms my heart to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sri, she's going to start on the Quantum Clairvoyance, which is a fascinating course. I'm excited for you too. And she says that she really enjoys providing these gifts to others and looks forward to expanding these as her service to the world. and that I have done many other healing modalities, but nothing is as amazingly powerful, deep, and true as the healing energy that comes from your practices and courses. I am doing all of the home study courses, practicing them in the capacity I'm able to expand my being, abilities, and service, and would love to come do your master courses one day. Now, I do want to say, you know, we're almost full. The last mastery course that we have going this year is Cosmic Life Regression in August. And there are only, I think, 2 slots left for that. So for those of you that are called, this is not just about learning Cosmic Life Regression. You can do that via home study. This is to come and master it and to even be a teacher if you want to. Now, what Susie is saying is that, now for my question. All right, here we are. I know it is part of my path to open a healing center and hold teachings and healings and just be a space of healing and anchoring light. I'm expecting twins in June and know this is a beautiful part of my path. So she wants guidance, Sri, on the best time to do this and to manifest the resources required for it. So again, I think this was the perfect show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what an amazing flow, Susie, that you're in, from all of these trainings and expansionary activities to moving into the double dynamic of birthing twins.
The double dynamic. Woo! Susie, I want to hear. I want you to hear what I have to say, because I want and feel this as an excitement. 2 years from now, your center will be really going. However, the next 18 months, so that's out of 24, are about anchoring who you are and anchoring who you are with your children. These 2 beautiful, extraordinary angelic beings are coming in June. And they're saying that the first 6 to 8 months are going to be about the anchorship. And that during that time, all of these skills that you're acquiring, all of these gifts that you're acquiring will become very, very tangibly beneficial. And so use them, use the tools, anchor the tools. And then about 6-8 months after your children are born, it's like everything comes to you because you're going to be doing this. You're going to be working with people. It's going to be like little by little, and then it will become huge. But 2 years from now, from when I'm offering you this soul reading, you're already flowing. So the key is release the worry and let it manifest, because it's all in place, honey. You're doing it. Keep doing it. Keep walking. Take the courses. I agree. You need, they will all synergize. And one day, come for the SAIC training, which is the Self-Ascension Intuitive Counselor training. We only have 1 more of those this year in October.
There'll be more next year when you're ready.
There'll be more next year. Come and take that. And for those of you that go, hey, I'm ready for Self-Ascension Intuitive Counselor training right now, I think as of this show, we might have 1 spot left for the October one. So let us know.
Well, blessings to you, Susie. And you know, Kira, we have a caller who's been standing by. I think if we go quickly, we can say hi to Zuki from Florida.
Oh, I love Florida. Namaste, Zuki. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for calling. It's great to have you on the show.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Okay, wonderful. I was calling to listen as well and to get a mini reading. I want to thank you for your inspiration and the newsletters that I received. So thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. So as far as your mini soul reading, Angel, because we're running out of time and I want to make sure I get this most specific, they're saying there's one really specific thing. Tell me what it is, the specific thing you're looking for.
My life, my path, life, my purpose.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the key is they're saying that you are the ultimate that's for me moment. And I love that you called today and that you would be the last caller. But that one specific thing is your purpose is to be happy with what you do, who you are, and how you express. And if you adopt, literally, this was your show to call in on, you adopt the that's for me attitude, you're resonating with 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, everything's around you. Your path is your joy. Your joy is your path. And don't hold yourself back. You're powerful. Boy, are you powerful. I'm really glad you called today, my love. Many blessings.
Thank
Namaste.
Thank you,
Angel.
Well, truly, that's for me. You know, We want to remind each and every one of you that life is a joy, and your life is your spiritual path. And each and every moment you are in a choice moment to enjoy the joy.
You are. And talking about enjoying the joy, join us every week. Make a note right here at BBS Radio Live. You can always check our page right here at BBS. You can check ShriAndKiraRadio.com. And starting this week, you can go to the homepage at ShriAndKira.com as well. Next week is a powerful, powerful show on climate change. We're probably going to stimulate some action on that. Week after that, we're going to be diving into medical marijuana with a very special guest. So make a note and join us.
And until we have the joy of being with you again, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.